Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am Dr. Lawrence.
Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. and we're ready to make this thing happen. We are the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. We come at you, we come hard, whether you like it or not. You can join us, stay with us or not. We're happy just from being a part of it. We look at the people on Facebook, the one on Blog Talk Radio, and we see you're ready to make some things happen tonight. So let's get ready to do that. You know, you can be a part of the show by calling in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you and give you an opportunity by using the last 4 digits of your cell and just to jump in and chat and talk to us about relationship. You know, Dr. Lowe is the relationship guru with no filters. No, I don't hold back. Some people say you got a very sharp tongue, but you know what? We're in this time of life, we have to speak what's on your heart, because people understand that. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about relationship at its highest point, meaning that we're in a relationship, but we're married. And what I'm talking about, don't confuse the title. And I want to make sure I share that title with you again. Can you be in a relationship while you're married? I want you just to marinate on that for a second. Think about it. Because we want you to share your thoughts on, if not, give your comments on Facebook or share your comments on Instagram. Now, if you want to check the show out by internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can check out this show and all the other episodes. It's over about 300 episodes. We have them in 3 seasons. So we're so glad to be blessed to be here, to be able to bring this to you. This vessel is bringing an opportunity of maybe knowledge for you, if not some understanding, maybe some affirmation for a lot of you. But we're going to come and share it with you, and we want to make sure you be a part of it. Now, if you're not able to get on by Facebook, not able to get on by Blog Talk Radio, we're on a Periscope as well, which is Twitter. And the Twitter account is at LorenzoDSmith15, at Dr. Lowe Smith, or Dr. Lowe Show with the number 1, and at Dr. Lorenzo Smith with the number 1. So we have several ways for you to grind it. Or you can go to our other show, which is Talking Real to You. You can check us out there. Or you can go to just basically, you know, Love Cafe. Check us out on Love Cafe. We've got many ways to be a part of this, and we want you to be part of it. Just like as a caller, you can call in and make sure you do that, because we want to get your point of view. Or we want to be able to read what you're sharing in both media networks, meaning Facebook and Twitter. You can just let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what's going on as it relates to our title tonight, Can You Be in a Relationship While You're Married? Now, don't get this confused. Let me clear this up right now. And I know I have on the line now Tina, Miss Tina Robinson. I know I have her on right now. And if it's not her, she has she pressed number 1. That means she's ready to talk. So that's what it means. But hold on a second, Tina. I want to introduce you and hopefully our other host, which is Brother Pratt, Dr. Pratt. And I call him that because he's going to be ordained. Soon, God's going to touch him, and he's going to be able to walk and get that paperwork said, Dr. Pratt. It's so good to be able to say it and put it into existence. It's out there, and it's going to happen. Yeah. However, when you're trying to connect, looking at our title, as I actually take a minute to think about, can you be in a relationship while you're in a marriage? Please understand, don't get confused. We ain't talking about you be married and go have you somebody else on the side. Call that side chick or that side dude, whatever you want to call it, well, call her. But the point is in your marriage, it is a relationship. We want to talk about really how you can better your marriage by considering making your relationship better. Look at, because you understand what makes up a relationship. So a marriage is a relationship, because the ultimate goal of a relationship, when you're going from the date to marriage and marriage to date, you start off in a relationship where you go through the tears of a relationship to get to be that life partner. Once you become a life partner, you don't stop there. You're still working day by day, giving an effort to ensure, this is to ensure that You continue to be life partners just like you made the commitment. One of the key things about when you talk about marriage is all about a commitment. Relationship requires the same thing. So why not be working on bettering your marriage by having a great relationship with your spouse? That's what it's all about. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I have a special person online. She's joining us for a second opportunity, and I'm so glad to have her. I'm glad every time she says yes, because when I sent out the communication, and I know she asked me to call her back, and then we call and talk to each other, and she said, well, now, maybe on that first two or three, I might not have nothing to say, but I can talk about the other one. So he says, it's all right that I have some support in here. I says, fine. But I know from experience, whether you've been married or not, if you know about a relationship, what do it require to have a successful relationship with love, with caring, with commitment that leads and the ultimate goal is because you put the time in and put the effort in that you're going to move forth and have a life partner, which is the marriage you're looking for. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. So we definitely want you to be a part of it. We want you to call in 347-857-412. Press 1, and we'll make sure you get you on the line so you can chat on Facebook. Type in your comments. You say hello, type in something you feel in regards to how a relationship and a marriage can grow and continue. I didn't say the marriage, because the marriage is going to grow if you have a relationship with your spouse, if you have a relationship with your life partner. The marriage is going to grow. There's no doubt about that. But without further ado, introduce this young lady. God sent. I'm going to say that. God sent. Because, you know, as you begin to grow, God will place people in your life through various networks to come and be real. See, this is all about real talk. Someone that's owning their own truth. See, they understand the challenges they have and what they're going through and what they may go through. But they turn it over to our Lord and Savior. So they're feeling good about it. We're glad. We're so ecstatic that she's a part and willing to be a part of our team. None other than a young lady out of Oakland, California. She's grinding. She's down there where some of us sometimes don't want to go. She's down there where she get a knuckle scarred up, but she letting her heart grow. She's the founder and CEO of Owning My Own Truth, none other than Tina Robinson. How you doing, Tina?
Oh, glory to God. I am glad. I feel great. Thanks for having me again, and I'm really looking forward to an amazing conversation tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm truly blessed, and I'm honestly saying that God has just continued to shine His everlasting light upon me, and sending His blessings down so I can move in the direction I need to. Then all those individuals that He allowed me to be able to that touches me, and I touch them. We both will breathe and smell the grace and the mercy that He has upon us. That's me. That's where I am, my sister, and I'm so glad to have you on tonight. And I also have another candidate that's joined. I'm going to call him a candidate because they've been on the show from time to time through to call in, and I know, Tina, this is just exactly who you may expect to be, to call in. And hopefully we'll see. Coming about to make a live, so she just get ready to jump in and speak loud and say who she is, because she has a personal tie, I mean a true personal tie, with our co-host and Tina Robinson. We have none other than the co-founder and CEO working together on Owning My Own Truth. This is Tina, twin sister. How you doing, twin?
Hello.
I'm calling from the great state of Georgia, and I'm honored to be a part of this conversation. Thank you.
It's awesome. I'm glad to have you, because when Tina called me and says it's okay, I said it's always okay. Because see, sometimes we sometimes attached at the hip. And I'm not saying, because mm-hmm. you in Georgia, she's in California, but y'all been around each other so long. They said twins look alike, twins talk alike, twins think alike. So I figured I'd get double trouble tonight. So that's what I want.
Hello.
So I asked for it. So we're going to make
ready.
This thing happen. Yeah, he ready. Yeah, be ready, because he ready over this end. So we ready to make this thing happen tonight. So thank you so much, Twin, for being on here with us tonight. We're going to have an awesome time. And as I place that topic out there, I want everybody to take time and think about the topic. The topic is, can you be in a relationship while you are married? As I try to give a little clarity at the beginning of the show, I want you to understand a marriage is a relationship. It requires mm-hmm. work. It requires the effort. And if you can't put the work in, you can't make that marriage as a relationship be successful. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. But we want you to be a part of it. We want you to call in and be and just shout out what you need to shout out. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your comments, your thoughts, and your expertise. Ladies, let's get this thing started, because it's always important that we understand that if we're going to be in anything, regardless of building a house, you have to have a foundation. Building a foundation to have a long-lasting marriage, that means that you have to start off with having a relationship. But besides that, understanding what goes along with a relationship. Too many times, individuals don't understand what's required. There are certain tiers in a relationship. There are traits and characteristics in a relationship. Those traits and those tiers, to a sense, is not totally lost when you get into a marriage, but you'll put some of the things that you did in the early steps of that relationship, like, you know, being associated and acquainted. But I truly think some people, when they get married, they had to go again and get acquainted with each other. And I think the pandemic gave a lot of us an opportunity to get to know each other again. So we want to talk about how important that foundation is, building a strong foundation, because no house can stand if you got a weak foundation. And that's if the house we're going to talk about is a marriage. So both of you all can jump in when you're ready to share your thoughts about building a foundation, not only just for the marriage, but building a foundation through a relationship that leads you to a life partnership, which is a marriage. Whenever you all are ready, jump in, and I'm ready to hear you and the audience as well, and I'm going to jump in right behind you to conclude our discussion on this particular topic right here.
Go ahead, Gina.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
Where do I start?
Throw it all against the wall and just grab whatever you want coming out. Make it do what it do. Come on now.
Well, the first thing I'll say is that marriage isn't for everybody. And the soon. Marriage isn't for everybody. That's the first thing. And the second thing is understanding where you are in your life and if you're truly ready to make the type of sacrifices that's required to be in a relationship, because it could be very challenging at times. And of course, you know, I'm not a perfect individual. But what I've learned that is helping sustain my marriage is definitely having patience, having tolerance, and constantly being in a space of being open to communication and being open to forgive each other, and most importantly, accept things about each other that you can't change. Tyler Perry made a movie, Why Did I Get Married? They talked about the 80-20, and sometimes you have to step back and evaluate, you know, where's the 80 lie in the relationship? Is it where you can grow and build from the 20, a portion of the relationship that you can work through and grow as well? Or you can just accept the things that you cannot change. But it's an ever-evolving journey, and it ain't for everybody. I just reiterate that. It's not for everyone. But you have to be girded up in your spirit, in the word, and you have to take it one day at a time, because if you're gifted to be with a person for a long period of time, you're ever changing, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you have to be flexible to accept the changes and grow with each other and not see it as a problem. And I'll stop there.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Let me kind of jump right in right here, and I know Tina's going to come in here and share some thoughts, and she can just talk about relationships. That'll be fine. But I truly, no problem. I've been married twice, and every time I talk about this topic, I reassess and look back and see some of the things I know I could have been better at. And it happened like that. First of all, being a working person in a relationship. See, too many times, We choose to get married, and we are not truly ready to get married. We have to think about just something Twin said. I'm going to say Twin so that we want to call out a whole lot of names tonight. Some people just not built for marriage because they're not built to a sense, because they don't have themselves together to be committed to the efforts and the work that's required to be in a marriage or be in a relationship. That's why we are relationships. Some last a long time and lead to a life partnership. Some last for a session. I said that on the last show, and Dr. Pratt, like the fella out the chair, he said, we ain't going to call it a season. We're going to call it a session. Because a session can last 90 days. A session can last 120 days. When you're willing to put the work in, you don't put a time frame on what you're trying to do. So if you understand what a relationship is and what it requires, one thing requires patience. So Twin just said patience. A marriage requires patience. Second thing, tolerance. And I'm pulling just what she, because I like to do that. When I hear people speak, I like to go to the next step with it. You know, let's look at it. Are you patient enough to just deal with a normal thing through the day? Some people are not patient on their job, but a job is a relationship as well. And sometimes in that relationship, getting along with those coworkers, you're so impatient. You're not tolerant. And in a relationship, even though you're one-on-one, you still have to be tolerant of each other, because as we say on our Love Cafe, you have to understand that when you come into this marriage, you have to overlook those individual faults. Think about that. Yeah. That might be a fault of that person. They don't have they lack tolerance right now. We have to mature day to day. And in a relationship, that's what you do. You learn that person, and you learn to deal with some of the things that they may be doing you may not be accustomed to. You know, communication, that's what you have to do. So you have to deal with being patient with that person. You have to deal with tolerating some things that you normally, which can be considered to be a fault, because we all have things that goes on in our life, and we have faults. If we just hold it against everybody that we encounter, we will be by ourselves. We will be by ourselves. Go ahead on. Jump away right there.
This is Tina, Executive Director of Owning My Own Truth. So my truth, it's so many different relationships that we could have in this life. And I want to speak. I was having a conversation with a gentleman last night, and he asked me a question in response to me asking him, well, who are you? And he turned around and asked me what is important to me out of these few things, which is health, wealth, relationship, and your spiritual relationship. Which one and what order does those things have value to you? So in relating relationships, one should significantly be able to answer these simple questions. And I'll just put it out there again. Health, wealth, relationship, and spiritual relationship. Which one has the most value in your life? And if I'm making sense to you and having a relationship with myself, you know, as an overcomer of you know, traumatic things, I'm striving to become a better version of myself, and even having the privilege to answer these questions, I said in my order of those relationships are value over your life, relationship and spiritual relationship, I answered the question that my spiritual relationship is first. My health is second, and my wealth is last. You want to know why? And having a relationship with myself?
Yes.
I have my spiritual relationship with myself first because I can and I will do all things Christ who strengthens me. I need to have my healthy relationship with myself so that I may maintain any wealth that I have my way. And I am very wealthy because I have a treasure chest of a relationship with my God and Savior.
Yeah,
if this makes sense to you, you know, relating with yourself, understanding who you are, you know, what your integrity are and what your purpose is, you have to be able to relate to yourself because, again, the truth about it is if you can't have a relationship with yourself, even being able to look in your mirror despite everything that anybody may have gone through, you know, everybody's journey or session is different, but, you know, you have to first be able to relate to yourself in order to have any type of outside relationship of yourself. So
exactly. You are, Tina, you are hitting on the head. But we have a caller on the line. We want to make sure that caller get a chance to share their thoughts and their comment. One of the questions we have on Facebook, that anybody married on the show tonight, and Twin says she will stand up and say, I'm the married one tonight. So she's going to speak up. And we hope that other host come in, he's a married one too. So they can tell you from what's happening from day to day, more so since our watchers and listeners had that question. Okay, you are now live. Your last four digits of your sale is 7677. Just give us your location, which I can pretty much tell. But I'm going to let you share and then offer your comments.
Good evening to everyone. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. Good evening. And I was listening to the young man said that about patience in a relationship. And I've learned, and you're talking about patience on a job and everything, but you must learn yourself before you can love someone else. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to realize that you make mistakes just like everybody else. It's not being so hard. For me, I married men who were so attached to the principle of things that I was against. But I was so naive. I think that we as women, I'm talking about women, have this idea of a man that we want, and when we can't find that ideal man, we have to settle for less. And this is what I'm promoting young women. Don't settle for less. Just wait on God. It's hard. It's lonely. And a lot of divorcees want to be single. And that's all I'm going to say right now. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Carl, out of Los Angeles. It's good to have you on that West Coast. And it's good to just be able to get a different point of view. And just to kind of, Tina, I both let you all jump back in. Tina was sharing something that is so important. And I'm just going to talk about three of them, or just reemphasize three of them. When we get into a relationship or marriage, it is, you know, health. That's one of the things we definitely have to consider. And some people consider wealth. That's their biggest focus. Some people marry for the purpose of making themselves more wealthy or making themselves wealthy. They see the gent with a nice car. They see the gent with the roll of money. Okay, so that's a little wealth in my eyes. The one that I think is so important, spiritual wealth, spiritual health.
Yes.
One thing we forget about when we're in these relationships, we have to consider, don't focus on the one or two things that you feel like will be personal gains for you. This is a game, not only personal, but once you allow yourself to open up to our Lord and Savior and you receive spiritual wealth from our Lord and Savior, it doesn't just stays with you. It stays, mm-hmm. if you're in a marriage, to that person that made up that triple core that came to be one. When you consider that, that's why it's very important that we understand when we're in marriages and relationships, dealing with somebody who's willing to take your health through abuse. Someone willing to take away your wealth through finance. They're willing to take away your spiritual wealth and health as well. We have to always keep in mind that they're willing to do that because they know if they take those things from you, you're not going to be able to be a resistant to them. The things that needed to be successful in any kind of marriage and relationship, when I control you, I take your opportunity to be a bigger support to me than I want you to be. I just want you to do what I tell you to do. But we got to keep in mind, in a marriage, we have to have a relationship. We'll kind of get back and the things I've been saying, and Twin said earlier about ever-changing. See, a relationship is ever-changing because you're still learning the individual. That's why I say in a marriage, you're still learning that person. You are still learning that person. You don't totally know that person just because you met and been with them 2 years. You decide that we're going to live together for a year before we get married. Whatever it is, I'm just saying, whatever, flow your boat, do it. I don't have a problem with whatever you do, but you know when it's right, you know when it's wrong. I'm not going to get into that tonight. But I want you to understand, you will never really know that person because it's ever changing. So if you use the same skills in a relationship and they are successful skills to transfer over to a marriage, then you can be successful in that marriage. So don't think when we say, can you be in a relationship while you're married? We ain't talking about you being married and have you, again, a side chick or side dude. That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about the things that takes a healthy relationship be successful. Tina said self-love.
Yeah.
Self-love. If you don't have self-love, you're going to struggle. It's going to be a challenge because, first of all, you got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else.
Right.
And too many times we get caught. Then the things we talk about being trustworthy. being honest, all the things are considered characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship. Isn't that same thing, all those things required in a marriage?
Yes.
It's required in a marriage. You got to be trustworthy in that marriage. You got to be honest in that marriage. You have to understand yourself and all the things that come along, because it's just not self-love. It's just, you know, it's just self-esteem, self-motivation.
Right.
You don't need your husband to motivate you. You can self-motivate yourself, but it'd be nice because you made a commitment. See, that's another thing that comes along with a trait dealing with a healthy relationship, commitment. You got to understand what commitment is. If you don't understand the relationship in that marriage ain't going nowhere. You got to understand communication. Now, we can talk about that all day. If you're not able to communicate in a relationship, in your marriage, on your job, you're going to have a problem. It don't make no difference. Even in the church, if you can't communicate, if you get upset because everything don't go your way, you know, you head of the choir, you the minister of music, but you mad because the pastor told you he preferred you not to, you know, use that this week. Come on now. Communication. Those are healthy things in their life. Go jump in. That's what I want y'all to do. Come on in.
I'll jump in. And, communication is very essential to any successful relationship. And you have to trust in your relationship that you can have the uncomfortable conversation. And what, you know, it's an ongoing effort. You know, it's not a one size fits all in your relationship. And early on, before I was married, we took 2 years of counseling, and we were in separate groups. And we had to do the work, and it was very uncomfortable, and it caused me to revisit a lot of places in your life. A lot of times I didn't want to do it, but I had to force myself to do it because I wanted to get better. I wanted to learn how to release some things from my past. And we were both very wounded when we came into each other's life, and we knew it. We discovered it, and so we agreed to go and take the counseling and participate in the exercises. And you learn a lot about yourself, and you have to be courageous in order to become a stronger and better person. And in turn, going through those exercises, you know, you have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn how to articulate your feelings and not take it personal, you know, not take things personal, but don't listen for the opportunity to respond, but listen to understand your partner, and therefore you can grow from that space. And we have to do the work on ourselves. And as I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of wounded people in this world. And if we don't deal with those personal issues, we take those issues wherever we go. So I like to encourage people that are seeking to be married, that are not yet married, that they first work on themselves to release some of that baggage, some of that garbage, so you can free up your heart to authentically love the person that you connected to. And you know, marriage is a commitment. It's an agreement that you make, and you take two entities together, and you grow and you thrive together. And that's a way a person can also assess if they're in the right relationship. If you're together 6 months, a year later, and you're still at the same place, then perhaps you need to reevaluate. But if you see yourself growing and flowing, that's a good sign that you're connected to the right spirit. And equally important when it comes to communication, you should be connected to somebody that can speak life to you, that can encourage you to go after your dreams. Even if they don't share the same vision, they can still support you. It doesn't have to be a conflict of interest, but it's about helping your mate thrive to be the best person that they're seeking to be in life. And it could be a wonderful thing, and it could also be challenging, but when you work together for a common goal and success, you don't want to share with anybody else.
Right.
Exactly.
If I may say something, somebody echoing, I'm not sure who it is, but I just want to say you're understanding that communication is very valuable in relationships. In our communication, we have to be able to identify the differences in our love language compared to lust language. People will come often in presentation that they want a relationship, but their action is just basically a lustful language. You know, the flattering, the oh, shivery, the oh, God. You have to be able to determine within your communication, is it a love language or a lust language? If it's a love language, it's a possibility that it could be a growing union. But if it's just a lust language, it's just upon an act, a matter of place and time. Would you say that's important as well, Dr. Long?
Oh, that's very important. I can tell you that right now. Because you got to understand, first of all, a lot of people don't understand the difference between lust language and love language. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But we do have a call on the line that wants to, that's been in for a second or two, and I didn't want to totally overlook them, and I want to get them on now. You are now live with the last four digits of 8421, or for your location, name if you choose.
Hey, man.
Come in with your thoughts. Come in. Go ahead on, sir.
Yes, my location, I'm in San Lorenzo, California. The conversation is truly worthy. What I'd like to add to what is just stated is that we have to study to show ourselves approved. I believe initially it was stated that, you know, one has to know themselves, but you have to know yourself from a spiritual perspective in order to have a holy relationship. So what we also must be aware of is that sometimes when you enter into a relationship, it's just as if you were introducing someone to Christ. You initially have to feed them milk before you're able to give them meat. And so therefore you have to be able to analyze, you know, wherein does that person fit into your life? Wherein is that person in their life? And also, you have to be able to discern. So without having the abilities to be Christ-like in your approach and your awareness of where you want to be, according to scriptural references, if you don't apply a Christ-centered perspective, you will not get a Christ-centered relationship. But if you do not have your horizontal relationship, first of all, solidified, then your vertical relationships will all fall astray. Because if you don't walk Christ-like, if you don't seek Christ-like, and if you don't act Christ-like, then your relationships will be un-Christ-like. So I think, again, my main point would be that if you do not feed milk initially into the relationship and allow it to flourish and grow until there can be meat added to it in terms of, you know, productivity and sanctity, then there is no wholesome aspect of the relationship at all. And, again, I think it was mentioned that communication is the main portion of that, an indicative aspect of that of being a healthy relationship. I'm complete.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my brother, calling from California. We get the West Coast is live and on this box tonight, man. I'm telling you, thank you so much, my brother, for joining us and sharing your thoughts out of California. And just to kind of, and I'm going to touch on what he was saying, but one thing I want to take from what he was saying is wholesome. See, you want to be in a relationship, a marriage that's wholesome. It can't be to a point where you in a relationship cost you being even married a period of time. You said a relationship has lost its luster. I'm going to say that word. Think about that for a second. Tima said something about lust language. See, if it's love language, you know your love language, it won't lose its luster. Because what's mm-hmm. going to happen here, you'll be able to build. As the brother said, give, feeding the milk instead of giving them all of the meat from the beginning, or trying to do something else that you think would impress them. But when you're talking about lust, you go into that relationship thinking about the wrong thing. See, mm-hmm. you go in there with the, you say, if you say the milk, you going in forgetting about the milk. You already from the milk to the honey. You can't mm-hmm. get to the honey until you go through the milk. Let's try to keep that in mind. So when you get caught up, that's nothing but what? Lust language. Yeah. You have to know what your love language are to be mm-hmm. in a relationship, to develop a relationship, to build a foundation in a relationship. If you're not aware, it's difficult to try to fool somebody because you're only going to be there for a session. Remember that. I didn't say season. I say a session. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be there long because if it's not Christ-like and you ain't working, mm-hmm. well, y'all not working for a spiritual health and wealth, I'll mm-hmm. tell you, you're not going to get there together. You're going to just be in that lust moment. You're going to be in that time. You're not going to get a chance to get, as I talk on my Love Cafe, I talk about the various phases of our menu. The menu is first, remember that appetizer, that starter, is lust. That's what that is. That ain't nothing but lust. But yeah. It's beginning to get a little, you know, I get to, we communicate, we're working toward, we have common goals that we're working toward in the relationship. Then I can get to the entree. Then I can see what the attraction is. And that mm-hmm. attraction has me thirsty from inside. Because, see, when you're talking about a marriage and you're talking about a relationship and you want to move in a direction of a life partnership and you want to have love in that, you better reach from inside. You're going to reach from your soul. And you got to reach from your heart. And it becomes a state of mind. That's what we sell in the cafe. And the last thing dealing with, we said the cafe, the brother said the lust. Tina said the lust. They said in milk, the beginning, we moved to the attraction. When all those things seem to work out pretty good, meaning that when you move through those phases, you get a chance to get the attachment. That's mm-hmm. the marriage. You're talking about life. He don't, the person, the relationship don't lose the excitement. You don't become, it's hard to be with somebody and say, we're on the same page, we're moving the same way, but all of a sudden, you said, we different. How many mm-hmm. years did it take you to realize that person different from you? I'm just saying, how long do it take? You don't have to be married to somebody 10 years to realize that person different, because first of all, you are different. And if you're moving in directions that are totally different, one direction I actually try to move together, even if you're stepped away, step back, if you want to step back, is spiritually.
Dr. Love.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Tina. I can share with you how you, what did you just say? To be clear, did you say how you could tell when it's a difference or when it's a shift in a relationship? When you find out, like, you're not meant to be together. One good experience for me is you're in a relationship, right? Everything is pretty much going good, okay? Say one loses their job or one wrecks their car. In those challenging areas, you will find out who's who. Just like when COVID-19 hit, a lot of people who've been in quote-unquote relationships with really found out that they had been living with strangers for years. So they basically had just been functioning daily, doing their daily tasks, you know, staying busy and pretty much tolerating who they were with. But when when this COVID-19 hit, boy, baby, let me tell you, you guys, more people found out that they thought they was living with Ben, but they was actually living with Jerry, you know. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, when hard times come, in short, when hard times come, when devastating things that's out of our control hit in a relationship, you really, really find out who's solid, who's really in a team player and not giving up on one another. Because, you know, when your lifestyle has been impacted, your emotions and your logic very well will change. So
yes.
I would say for the couples that has gotten stronger, and I look at this impact of COVID-19 actually being a blessing in disguise for those who choose to do the work and not speak out about what's out of our control. You know, what is in our control is building relationships, like I said, first with yourself and with those significant others around you. And again, you really will find out in relationships, if it's co-workers, you know, church members, on out, who's really for you when things are taken out of one's control. Who's just going to run away, or who's going to sit out and try to find a solution. So with that, I'll pass the mic.
That's awesome. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You get an opportunity to chat with Tina and her twin. So glad to have her.
And I have to get off the call in a minute, you guys. I'm sorry.
All right. We appreciate it. All right, Gina, take your place. All right, then. She's already making it happen. And now we thank you so much of each and every one of you all, meaning even our audience. But you're chatting with an opportunity with people who are sharing thoughts. You know, it's all about where we can go with this situation. We're talking about a relationship within your marriage. And if you don't have a good relationship in your marriage is not going to be successful. All of us, if you've ever been married and you now might be divorced and you consider yourself single, you can think about what kind of relationship I had in my marriage. Did I have a good relationship or did I have a bad relationship? The pandemic come every time, every year for me, because it seemed like I never knew that person. I didn't understand what was going on. What did I do to cause this? What I didn't understand. But when you have yourself in order, meaning that you're willing to do the work, put the work in, Dina can tell you, put the work in, then 9 times out of 10, you'll find out who you are and whose you are. See, that's the problem. Brother just said about spiritual, and he said that, We're not saying we're Christ-like, but we're not acting like we're Christ-like. We're acting like something else. So when we got into the pandemic, and you know we was carrying the Bible, we no longer go to church. Some people hadn't picked up a Bible since the pandemic started. I'm not trying to call nobody out personally, but if you're in that marriage and you know it's your relationship, see, it's your life. Your marriage and the relationship is the life of the marriage. We got to understand marriage where we come together, the triple core and create one in the eyes of our Lord and Savior, because our Lord is that one that we wrap around. But that relationship is very important. That's why I wanted to bring that out tonight. You're talking about relationship. Are you in we want to talk about, for about 5 minutes, Gina, we're going to talk about 50-50. That 50-50 theory of, and I did just like this, I put it in this term. I said, discuss the 50-50 theory of effort in a relationship. Because you always hear people say, we 50-50. We're going to put 50-50 in. So some people think you're talking about money. The truth of the matter, they talking about 50-50 for everything. If you're in a relationship and you're only putting 50-50 or 50% in, you're not going to be there long. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. That's real talk right there. You have to put 100 and 100 in. And when you're going 100, 100, you're going to be successful. But if you want to jump in right there, Gina, you do, I know Tina got to get out of here and share your thoughts about that 50-50 theory, that thought that people always throw up, 50-50. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, this is my second marriage, and I know from error that 50-50 is not acceptable. Because that means if we're 100% being, that means we're only giving part of ourselves, half of ourselves. You have to go into this marriage or relationship with both feet in, and you discuss your roles in your relationship, you discuss your responsibilities in your relationship, and you share. What I can't do, my mate does, and vice versa. We share the responsibilities because if one person has no responsibility, let's just say over the mortgage, and if something happens and I'm only giving 50%, then I'm in a bad situation. I need to position myself. We both have to position ourselves that where one lacks, the other one can pick up. If my mate is broken emotionally, you know, from something that went on in the world, when they come home, I have to make sure I'm giving 100% so I can retract that negativity and give them peace and comfort at home and speak into their life, and we go in and we pray together to build each other up. Because, again, if you're giving 50%, if your mate is falling by the wayside, then you're going to do the same thing. You know, we have to be able to gird each other up, and what that 100% looks like, that too is going to change. You know, people lose jobs, they lose income, people get stressed out in the world, you know, extended family issues, and your other mate has to be able to come in and intercede with you, for you, pray with you, cover you, and pick up any slack where the other one may not be able to at that particular time. You know, love, you know, relationship is not just about being loved. You need to be friends. You need to be able to like that person, because sometimes you might not always like them. You know, you might not always love them just for the space that you're in at that particular time. And it may not have nothing to do with the individual. It may have everything to do with you, but you have to be able to recover from that space. And so you have to go all in. You can't go in with just giving a part of yourself and then you want 100%. I'm telling you from experience, it just doesn't work. And you have to think long term. One thing I realized in my first marriage is when it was over, I said, wow, I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with this man. But I didn't think about it in the relationship. I thought about it when it was over. But that was a sign to me, the relationship that I'm in now, I see a very prosperous future for us. And I'm not just speaking for monetary, but just growing, you know, growing in spirituality, growing in adventure, and just discovering the world as God has it for us. But that's another key thing in your relationship. And I say this to women, you know, don't get complacent. Just like men, don't get complacent in your relationship. You have to keep it spark, because sometimes it'll die out. But then that's where that intimacy comes in. It doesn't have to include sex. But intimacy is, again, being comfortable with your mate, you know, enjoying your time, your space with that mate. A lot of relationships miss that. You know, couples don't touch, they don't hold hands, they don't go for walks, they don't buy gifts for each other just because. You know, it doesn't have to be a reason, you know, other than I love you and I know you like this, so I saw and I thought about you. You know, you have to keep that excitement going. My mother used to tell us, when you're in a relationship, don't let your mate come back home and you look the same. I don't care if you're sick, if you have to roll out of bed and freshen yourself up and add a little lipstick on, you know, do that. Because the same thing it took you to get that mate, get that man, get that woman, is going to be the same thing it takes to keep that relationship. So you have to stay, you have to do it on purpose. You have to do it on purpose, with a purpose, you know, to keep your mate excited about who you are, even in your down times. And I know it's appreciated.
Yes, it is. It is.
I'm signing off, you guys. In a minute. God bless you all.
Love you, sis.
All right. Love you, too. Be good, be good, be good, my sister. All right, now it's so important that we have to keep in mind some of the things Gina just said, you know, because, you know, we have to get away from that 50-50 thing, because it ain't all about 50. I have friends and I always tell them, you know, this ain't about, I'm not all about at this point in my life 50-50, because 50-50 won't give me nothing. That just give me half the cup full and half of the cup empty. I'm looking for a full cup, because I want my cup to run over. And that's in my life, in my spiritual life, in my everything. I want my cup to be running. I want God to just radiate, to see the joy and the happiness and the peace that's coming from me. But I can't do it when it's only 50%. So I want to give 100, and sometimes you might step over to 110%. You can't be afraid of giving when you say you are willing to be committed to somebody. See, we have so many things going on. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about understanding exactly who you are and whom you are. See, we got to understand your characteristic in a relationship. We talk about things that are healthy, what you should do, but you must understand what they are. Don't nobody else need to tell you. If you only have one or two or three, be good at them one or two or three. You know what I'm saying? If you're honest, be the most honest person you can be in that relationship. If you're going to be trustworthy, be the best trustworthy. I'm just saying, take the thing that you know will make that relationship, that marriage healthy, and give 100+%. Don't give 50%, and you can't make it. It won't survive. Because one thing about the pandemic or the plague, whatever you want to call it, God slowed us down for a purpose. We'll begin to learn each other, appreciate who we are and who we around. Because a lot of times we can be with somebody, married to them, and look over and say, I really don't like you. That's a sign of communication right there. In the pandemic afforded us the opportunity to make it say that and get away with it. Before, you wouldn't do it because it wasn't done. Congestion happening in your life. You may have things that happen, but this change of life, some people lost their job, some people lost their life, people some of them lost their mental capacity, they lost just all the things, emotional. You had to reassess yourself and understand who you are. You have to understand what your language are. Your love language, if you want a relationship to grow. If I give 50% of my love to you, then what I'm going to do with the other 50%? Have to give 100%. Gina said something very important. You said, like she said, Mom told you, no matter what it is, if you're at home and you're at home, whether you're sick or not, if your significant other, meaning your life partner, leave and come back, look better than you did for when he left or she left.
Yeah.
Get up. Don't be laying unless you just can't get up. If you're really, really that bad, you know what? You probably need to be in the hospital. So if you're able to crawl out of that bed and get up, you know, maybe take that grandma gown off the right then for right now. Put something on right quick. It's whatever y'all call them, them thing they throw over just to cover themselves when they talk. I'm like, put something on. Just wash your face. Don't get out the bed and you got stuff still coming out your eyes and your mate coming home. These are the things are ultimately important to your relationship in your marriage. I didn't say outside of your marriage. Go ahead.
If I can interject really quickly. That goes for men too. You know.
Yes.
We want our men to look good as well. You know, put some effort and time in how you carry yourself, because it goes both ways. You know, sometimes we get comfortable, and it happens in every relationship. We get comfortable. you look in the mirror and you see you gained an extra 10 or 15 pounds, that's an opportunity for you two to work together to help each other get healthy, because you want a long life together. But if you are not taking care of yourself, your inner self, your spiritual man, and your physical self, you know, that could turn off your mate in your relationship. And you can motivate each other.
Yes. And it's sad, as Gina was saying, for a guy, you know, you always want to walk around, and I'm just using this in particular. Had to be somebody with overalls, maybe here and I did put on a pair of nice slacks and shirts. Sometime your wife will see you look good. She'll go buy you anything you want, especially if you look good, she look good. If she look good, you look good as a man. And men got to understand that as well. Sometimes women to understand. When your mate, your wife look good, your spouse look, your husband look good, everybody look at you.
Right.
He dressing her up, or she dressing him up. So we have to take pride and realize that we set a goal. Relationship, and which leads when you are married and you're in a lifelong partnership, it's a goal you set, and it requires work. One of the things I want to leave you, as well as we, you know, Gina's going to share with you as we get ready to close out, because we a little bit over the time, is that if you're not ready to put the work in, if you're not ready to put the effort in, don't go down the road. Stay at home where you are with who you with, and it's fine. But don't say, I'm ready to jump the broom. I'm ready to get mad, when you're not truly ready to relinquish the things you're doing day to day out in the community. You're not ready to be committed. Don't do it.
I agree.
Marriage requires work.
I concur. And two things I like to leave with. One is, ask yourself the uncomfortable question is, will you marry you? Will you marry yourself? And if there is a pause, or if that response is no, that means it's time for you to go back to the drawing board. And the last thing I'll leave with, my pastor, D.E. Pope, out of Decatur, Georgia, Spirit and Truth Sanctuary, he stated that people, we pray and we ask God for blessings. We ask for marriage. We ask for the home, the new job, the new car, in that as we ask God to bless us with specific blessings, there is not denial. Delay is not denial. But God blesses us with these items when he knows that we're ready to deal with the burdens that come in marriage, the burdens that come in that new job, the burdens that come with being a homeowner. So that's what we have to wrap our mind around. You know, when we go to God and we petition him for things that we desire and it has not yet manifest, that means that we're not ready yet. And it's okay. It just gives us more time to work on ourselves so we can be a better person for the man or the woman that God has created for us. And that's
with that, I'll close. Thank you, Gina, so much. That is awesome. That's something you need to take and nurture and put a little something on it, whether it's just your personal touch on it, to say, this is what I have to do so I can have a successful life partnership, marriage, but I'm going to have an awesome relationship so my relationship will lead to success. And that's all we can ask you to do. We got a lot of things we want to talk about, but we're coming back with part two. Part two coming in 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about some other things. So you expect this same topic. We're going to have part two, because we got some things about people being lonely in a marriage. First of all, you was lonely before you got in a relationship, you're lonely, now you're lonely in a marriage. We're going to talk about that. Should you date to marry, or marry to date? Some of those things we're going to talk about in part two coming in 2 weeks. It's been awesome tonight. I'm so blessed to have two beautiful young ladies here talking, Tina and Gina. and it was awesome. The, you know, the Robinsons, you know, you, no matter if you got married, you're always going to be a Robinson. So I'm getting that right. So it don't make a difference, but I'm so glad to have you tonight, Gina, and I want you to come back in 2 weeks. I truly, truly want you to come back. And hopefully we'll have Pastor Pratt. I'm going to say Dr. Pratt back here, because I told him I already and spoke that in existence for him, man. He's accepting that. And we want to have an awesome show. But as we get ready to close out, again, Gina, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to give a shout out to these individuals that's joining us on Facebook. We have from Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry, we have Denise Stephanie. She's joining us. Thank you so much, Denise, for taking time to join us. We have out of the state of Georgia, we have Kim Sellers Bates. Kim is a member of Alpha Kappa, Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and also doing some awesome things over there in Georgia. Thank you so much, Kim, for taking time. We have Latay Pickett, and she's the founder and the CEO of the ministry called Inspire to Inspire. She knows she laughs at me most of the time. I always say, you inspire to inspire. You inspire me, because just to have that in your life where you believe that I'm inspired, and that someone have to in regards to Inspire to Inspire. Thank you so much, Latay Pickett. And she was one of our first shows. We started a real talk now, which is talking with you on Monday night. We have a Carrie Patterson, one of my former students, over in Lowndes County, where the county I retired four years ago. He's joined us, and he's doing some things in security. We're going to be working with him to get him in the direction he needs to. We have Constance Camacho. Thank you, Constance, so much for joining us. Then we also have my fraternity brother, Bruce DeWalls Jr. Thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us as well, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Kim Bryant, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, joining us. Thank you so much, Kim, for making I read what your request was down there. Thank you so much, and for saying what you do. I always love to have the brothers and sisters of all the divine now, but the love of my truly, truly of my heart and my organization, Blue and White Heart, is Ladies of Zeta and the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Pam Dennis joining us. Pamela Dennis joining us as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as well as we have, as I stroll down, another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Valinda Samples out of Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas area. She's joining us, and we do appreciate you as well. To all the other individuals that we have on Log Talk Radio, on Twitter, that I don't see your name, because you have a handle here, there, and a number there, and I don't know every number, but I appreciate all of the 510 calling out of California, and I appreciate the callers out of the 678 and the 404 calling out of Georgia. And I thank you so much. It's been really a joy for the opportunity to be before you. And I just want to say a couple of things that I close out. Hashtag that I have it on my shirt. And I'm going to send you a shirt, Gina and Tina. Y'all can get a shirt. It said One Life Matter. Hashtag. And it talks about that Monday night show that I have. And that's what the hashtag with that show. I'm going to send you one for sure. All you do is send me your address. And I'll make sure I get it to you as well. We also have a hashtag responsible. We're dealing with COVID-19, and it's not over. I see some people and got so relaxed now they're not even thinking about it anymore. But it's here, and it's still real. And we have to realize that. So we have to be practice of safety measures. Then we also have a hashtag of, and that's my personal one, is keep on grinding. That's what we're doing here. We're going to keep on grinding. We're so thankful to have now 8 shows dealing with the Smith Way production under the umbrella of the Smith Way Enterprise. Also, I want everybody to understand, no matter what is your relationship or marriage, hashtag communicate 4, the number 4 understanding. And the reason we use the number 4 is that when you communicate for understanding, you listen and not always speaking. The other person listens and they always speaking. Now you're communicating for understanding. Now I can get a clear understanding. But last but not least, as we get ready to close this out, we are one. Just keep that in mind. We don't own the rights to this music, but we want to play it. But as I tell everybody, call your family members and Zoom and give them a hug. Give them a virtual hug. If you got your family member right beside you, give them a hug. If you hadn't talked to your family member in years, call them and give them a hug. Find a way to give them a hug because that's what we need. And then you tell them what? I love you. And that's what it's all about. And that's what the Dr. Lowe show is all about, as well as all the other shows. And I tell you, as we close out, again, Gina and Tina, thank you again. I loved it. And love you, girls. You be good. And we're going to have
love
an awesome
you too.
Time
thank
in
you.
2 weeks.
Thank you.
And I just want to tell everybody, I love you. And I love you.